listen to Alan for Breakfast wherever you are. Download the Triple M app now.
Netta on the line from Consumer Protection. Good morning.
Good morning.
It seems like it's been a pretty busy week for you guys.
It has. It started off very busy.
Yeah, and it just keeps going and going. First one we want to talk about is this construction. This guy, he's been fined for, I guess, not doing the services.
No, this is Ball's Walls Construction. So Blake Ball, he's a Bunbury tradie, and he's been ordered to pay more than $10,000 in fines, costs and compensation. He took deposits from two different consumers for work to construction of limestone retaining walls. He didn't do the work and didn't return the funds either.
Okay, so how did the right authorities find out about this? Just people reported him and then it's been dealt with like that?
Well, if consumers are ever in the situation where they've paid a tradesperson for work and it's not been completed, they can lodge a complaint with Consumer Protection and then we can look into it from there. It's a breach of the Australian Consumer Law to take payment without the intention to supply.
Yeah, I can imagine. So, well, that's good that people... So does that mean that the people have got their deposit back from those fines?
Well, in this case, he's been fined $5,000 and he has to repay a total of $4,500 to the consumers,
okay,
as well as $604 in costs.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, the people get their money back then, so that's good. I mean, that's one positive outcome. And also, just while I'm chatting to you as well, it's a very special week for your work, your line of work.
Scam Awareness Week.
Scam Awareness Week. I didn't even know. I didn't have that one marked in my calendar.
I'm surprised.
Just a couple of little tips for people to avoid scams.
Well, this one in particular, we're warning people about these threatening types of scams that have been doing the round. So really, stop and check. Is it for real? So scammers pretending to be from Telstra, Australia Post, the police, pretending to be government officials, telling you either you owe a tax debt or their problems with your benefits, immigration forms, visa status and the like. And they'll be asking you to pay a debt or other fees to fix the issues. Otherwise, you'll be arrested or deported. So be very wary of any of those types of contacts.
Mm-hmm.
And just know that government agencies and trusted businesses don't ask you to pay them with gift or store cards, iTunes cards, wire transfers or Bitcoin.
If you're getting a call like that, is the best thing just to hang up?
It is. And if you are concerned, then do your own research for the business or the agency that's called you. Get the phone number, look it up independently, never use the numbers that caller has given you, and just make your own inquiries into it. Never act quickly. Talk to family and friends. Call Consumer Protection. We're able to tell you if it's a scam.
I saw something on the project the other night in regards to this, and it was talking a little bit about someone like me, I'd kind of want to have fun with the scammers and almost kind of like, you know, deliberately leave them on hold for a long time and stuff. But that's not the way to go about it because these scammers try to get revenge.
Well, there's that side of it, but also what we are concerned about when people play along with the scammers is you might inadvertently be giving them information that improves their scam.
Oh.
So we would always suggest that you just hang up on them.
Okay, cool. So there's the advice. And I think some of them do seem pretty legitimate, but if you hang up on them, then you can just do the research yourself and, you know, say that if it is someone chasing you up for a bill, at least you'll know the proper avenues by looking it up yourself.
Yeah, definitely. And businesses and consumers need to be careful of any fake bills or fines because that is one of the tactics that the hackers use. They'll try and get remote access to your computer to fix an alleged problem, or they might ask you for assistance to track down hackers and so on. So just be very wary of those types of contacts.
Absolutely. Well, Netta, thanks for your time today.
Thank you.
Sandra Bullock was on Ellen just the other day promoting a brand new movie, Ocean's 8, and they were talking about different skin treatments and in particular a brand new one that Sandra Bullock's been trying that got quite a reaction from the crowd, Ellen included as well. And by reaction, I mean quite a disgusting reaction. Now, I'm not going to tell you what's in the cream that made people so grossed out because I've actually managed to find the ad for it. I went to Korean YouTube, managed to dig it up after hours of looking. This is the cream that Sandra Bullock has been using on her face.
We know what you want. You want to look young. You want to look sexy. Well, we can help with our brand new cream, KBHC. It'll make your face baby smooth because of our secret ingredient, Korean baby foreskin. Hollywood stars use it like Sandra Bullock.
I call it the penis facial, and I think when you see how good it is to your face, you too will run to your local facialist and say, give me the penis.
Wondering how we make it? Don't! Just kidding. First we find the purest creams for coconuts and avocados. Then we grab a baby. Then we cut the baby's foreskin off. Then you put it on your face. Easy. Goodbye now. KBSC.com.io.
There you go. That's the ad. That's what Sandra Bullock's been using. Korean baby foreskin. Most surprising part of that ad was that a .com.au? Looking forward to this one. Thursday morning, it's going to go off at William Barrett and Sons. This is going to be great. A great fundraiser for the Cancer Council with Australia's biggest morning tea. I have Taryn, who is one of the coordinators on the line. Hello, how are you?
Hi, great.
I imagine you've been putting a lot of work into this.
Yeah, there's a lot of work happening at the moment, but it'll all be worth it tomorrow afternoon, I hope, when we hopefully raise a lot of money for the Cancer Council of WA.
Absolutely. Now, you're wanting people to all rock up?
Yes, we're hoping it's our 25th year this year, so it's a big celebration, and we really want this year to be a record breaker, so we just want to encourage everybody out there to consider coming along between 9 and 1, and we've got raffles and morning tea being served and entertainment from local schools, so it should be a great morning.
Oh, sounds great. Let's talk about this raffle for a second. Some big prizes in it.
Yeah, we've got four different raffles, and we've got, yeah, a really amazing array of prizes. We've got a 55-inch television from Retrovision, tickets to Pink in concert in a corporate suite. We have lots of toys. We've got a Mercedes-Benz little ride-on car and wooden Lego table. We've got some, yeah, really amazing things. So hopefully we can sell a lot of tickets and raise a lot of money.
Excellent. So people, they just need to rock up and grab themselves a seat and enjoy some morning tea.
Yeah, that's right. It's only $5. So it's, a fun morning for people of all ages, really.
Absolutely. So it's all happening at William Barrett and Sons. Thursday, going to be an absolute blast, 9 a.m. from 9 a.m. till about 1. Excellent. Thanks for the chat today.
Thank you.
That's Taryn there. Thank you very much. William Barrett and Son, get along to it tomorrow. And not only is it going to be fun for morning tea, sausage chisel, everything else like that, but we're going to be broadcasting there as well. Sue's will be broadcasting. I'll be just eating food. It's going to be great. Make sure you get along to it tomorrow from 9 a.m. at William Barrett and Sons on Spencer Street in Bunbury. Camilla Dawson on the line, the editor for the Busselton Dunsborough Mail. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. Let's talk about the front page. Some volunteers being recognised.
Yeah, that's right. So it's National Volunteer Week, and the City of Busselton have awarded a whole bunch of volunteers for their awesome work, and particularly the ones for the Old Butter Factory Museum for all their work for getting it back up the track after it being burnt down. So that's a really nice story.
Yeah, hats off to them, really putting in the work there as well. Unfortunately, not so much of a good story for this one.
Yeah, so in the paper we've got there was a week-long trial last week about a Busselton man who was found guilty for raping and assaulting a woman. They actually met online, and then he held her captive for a few days. So all the details of that gory case there.
Wow, yeah, people can read up about that in the paper. And to our sport, how's that all gone?
Yeah, so the Busselton Magpies have been doing really well lately. I know the league boys didn't have a win on the weekend, but the Colts had a massive over 100-point win to Kerry Park. So we've just got a bit of a story about how their season's going so far.
Excellent. Well, thanks for the chat today, Jamila.
No worries, thank you.
Jamila Dawson, who is the editor there for the Busselton Dunsborough Mail. Make sure to grab yourself a copy. It's out today. Tell you, a lot on the line potentially this weekend when West Coast Eagles meet Hawthorn. Now, I'm a Hawthorn supporter. I've never shied away from that. And Daniel Leach, who does our work days, he is an Eagles fan, and he has never shied away from that either. So on Monday when I walked in, obviously with Hawthorn losing to the Lions by quite a lot and West Coast smashing Richmond, Dan had quite a lot to say. So I thought, you know what, let's put this something on the line. Let's make this very interesting for the upcoming game on Sunday when Hawthorn do take on West Coast. But I need your help, 13, 27, 10. Now I've got Rick on the line. Mate, what do you think we should be putting on the line?
I think you should dress in the colour frock of the team that wins.
In frocks?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, okay.
Either brown and gold or blue and gold.
Yeah, yeah. Who do you support out of curiosity?
Your team, Hawks. I'm going for the Hawks.
Oh, I love it. Sweet. Well, brown and gold's a nice colour. I think Leachy will look good in it. And I think Hawthorn have a chance. I've got a feeling some big ins are coming up. So, mate, I like that idea. I'll put that one on the board, mate. Thank you.
But I haven't finished.
Oh, all right.
With a bell standing on the corner yelling out, the other team's a winner.
Yes, yes, with a bell, like higgy, higgy, the English are coming, but Hawthorne have won. Yeah, that's a good idea. I'm writing that one down, mate. Thank you very much.
No worries. You have a good day.
Rick there, I'll send you out a bottle opener. Mate, I'll chuck in a hat as well. Why not? Well done. If you've got any ideas, 13, 27, 10, I would love to hear them. I'm sure Leachy's getting a bit nervous right now. No? I don't know. Are West Coast fans nervous at all?
Al's Furry Pals, thanks to Bunbury and Eaton Vet Clinics, modern medicine, compassionate care.
I've got Dr. Braden in at the studio with me now from the Bunbury and Eaton Vet Clinic. Good morning, mate. How are you? Good
morning. I'm doing very well. How about you?
I'm doing well. We're now moving into winter. We're now starting to see some thunderstorms are about to come about. And I thought today we could talk about thunderstorms in particular, a bit of a warning for dog owners.
Yeah, this is something we see every year where we have a lot of problems with dogs getting very stressed out, sometimes even running away from home, getting injured as a result of that. But the main thing is really this is a very stressful thing for dogs because they don't understand where these bright lights and these loud noises are coming from. So it's something that we really need to address as quite a serious issue, actually.
Absolutely. What are some tips, I guess? Like, I guess if you know that a thunderstorm's coming, what can you do to prepare?
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of the work actually needs to get done before they're actually there. There's no good in just waiting until the storm's there and then trying to deal with it. Mm-hmm. So I think the first thing we need to understand is this isn't really a training issue. This is a medical issue. So it's a completely irrational sort of response that we're getting from the dog. Mm-hmm. And if we don't treat it, it's going to get worse. It's not something they're going to really grow out of. So yeah, let's get onto these problems early and mm-hmm. let's deal with them. So things that we need to be looking at, I mean, from the very, very basic level, we need to be making sure our dog's microchipped. So if it gets scared and it runs away, we can get it home because that's something that's really, really important. Short term, now our advice on this has actually changed a little bit recently. So we used to say, look, ignore the dog because if you start patting it and cuddling it, you're going to basically teach it that behaviour is acceptable. Mm-hmm. But we now know that really ignoring the dog just doesn't really help. So what we're actually encouraging people to do now is bring their pets indoors, try to block out the sounds. So get your TV on, get the radio on, mm-hmm. especially Triple M, something like that, some good quality radio.
Correct answer, I like it. Very good.
Yep. Shut the blinds and turn on the lights so that they can't see the lightning flashes. Allow them access to hiding spots. So my dog, when we were growing up, used to go and hide in the toilet, and that's really the thing to do. Let them go somewhere where they feel safe. Mm-hmm. Comfort your pet. So if they want to sit on your lap, let them sit on your lap. Pat them. Just tell them that everything's okay. If you can, try to give them a high-value treat. So give them food and try to make that association so that they all of a sudden think, hey, thunder's coming. I'm going to get some treats. This is a good thing. And, yeah, really kind of look at other things that you can do. So thunder shirts, which you can get from somewhere like Southwest Pets.
Do they actually work?
They do for the mild sort of phobias. So once they get really severe, we actually need to be looking towards medication. Yeah. And medication is something that we do need to use for any of these really severe phobias.
Yeah.
And so we're effectively using drugs very similar to Valium in a lot of cases.
Wow.
So,
okay. Yeah, not messing around.
Yeah, no, we're pulling out the big guns pretty quick. But we need to be using those on a preemptive basis. So really, if a thunderstorm's coming, we need to be looking at getting the medication into the dogs before they're actually experiencing the storm and the phobia, because that's where it works the best. And that's where you really need to be talking to your vet so that you can be coming up with a treatment plan early on. Mm-hmm. We also find a lot of these dogs have an underlying anxiety, and so what happens is they're just generally anxious dogs, and this builds up on top of it. So we really need to be looking at that underlying anxiety as well, and just seeing if there's something we can do to make the dog just generally happier in its life as a whole.
Yeah, good. Some great advice there. Of course, if you want more advice, they can always go to the website bunburyvets.com.au. Thanks for the chat today, mate. Appreciate it. Some great tips.
Thanks for your time.